Hello. Today I'm going to be talking about family vacation spots in New York State. Yesterday I mentioned that I went to the 2018 New York Times Travel Show as a member of the press, and I shared my top international family travel picks. Today I'm sticking closer to home and talking about the best places to go in New York State. I have lived in New York City for over half of my life. I came here for college to go to Columbia, and I never went back home afterwards. I've been in New York since. I go home to visit, I mean, just to live. Anyway, because I've lived here so long, sometimes I forget how amazing this state really is. To my shame, I have visited all four spots that stood out to me at the show in regards to New York, but I haven't really explored all of them with my family. So, due to my new renewed respect for this region, that is going to change. I'm sharing these four best family vacation spots in New York State for your reference and also for mine. Number one, the Adirondacks. My family had an amazing time glamping is glamorous camping, at Camp Arinda back in 2011 in the Adirondacks. We hiked, canoed, fished, ate over a campfire. We even learned to pitch a tent, and we had the most amazing sleep by a brook under a canopy of stars. It was amazing. But at the show, I learned that there is a lot more to explore in the Adirondacks. There are museums, dude ranches with horseback riding, and cattle drives, and many other things like that. There's something for all seasons. Hiking, swimming, biking, whitewater rafting, and skiing are just some of the options. And on my post, I mentioned a few specific places in the Adirondacks that I recommend trying to visit. Number two, Hudson Valley. Westchester was the area that seemed most inviting overall in Hudson Valley. I've been to Westchester many times. I meet up with girlfriends to go to the spa there. And Reggie and I also took the boys to ride Playland when they were much younger. There are still several other things that I think we can experience in this family-friendly area. The waterfronts, parks, nature centers, farms, golf courses, trails, museums, cultural and historic sites and events, and the special annual events are just a sampling of what Westchester has to offer. Also in Hudson Valley, I recommend Rockland County's Bear Mountain and Ulster County's Rocking Horse Ranch. We've been to both, and you can read about that on my blog. Number three, Long Island. We are in Long Island every month to meet up with friends, but I never really think of it as a vacation spot, besides a trip that we took to the Hamptons in 2007. But there are so many other cool things to do in Long Island. In addition to enjoying their famous beaches, the Long Island Aquarium and several amusement parks, including Splish Splash Water Park, are there. There's also fishing, surfing, kayaking, and biking that's very popular. Okay, on a related note, go to the Hamptons off season if you want to get the best rates. You'll be amazed at the prices that you can get if you go just a week after Labor Day, like we did. And number four, the Poconos. I don't know why we haven't brought our kids to the Poconos area yet. Reggie and I visited the area a few times with friends before we had kids, and we went for a couples getaway at Mount Airy Casino in 2016, which was fabulous. There really is something for families to do every season in this area, too. Warm weather attractions include swimming, golfing, horseback riding, and zip lines. Hiking, fairs, festivals, and various snow sports are options for the colder weather. And of course, you get to see the beautiful mountain scenery year round. So I hope that these recommendations are helpful for your New York visit.